Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We give glory to God tonight.
Before our
precious brother Francis Boer takes the service, we are very special guests. Oh, please be seated. We are very special guests with us. We all know that there's going to be a wedding on Sunday in the church. Between the son of a late pastor and the daughter of Blessed Brother John Boache and Sister Joyce, even though that Sister Joyce is niece.
I for kunu no aye sofwa welcome ba ana onyaba no so ha ene no so wa na Brother John ne mama Joyce eba
and the pastor that took over after Brother MJJ passed has traveled all the way from Ivory Coast with a deacon to be part of the wedding coming on Sunday.
Yeah, brah, so for MJJ free mono. So far, offer a tree, now to us, no. Oh, ne deacon, but quite free. Ivory Coast, Abahana Mujumadi in Inti.
And I would like to introduce them before May. Sunday will be the official introduction, but since they are in church, it will not be nice not to introduce them at all.
Na me pese me yi omo dia tre na kwesi ada nkasa na be oyi tre na nkasa na eno ma ba so nti enyo ma tre na enye.
So short introduction, but I would like our brother to do the introductions because I often forget the names.
Praise the Lord. Shalom, shalom, our beloved brothers and sisters. We are from Ivory Coast. This is our pastor. He's the one who replaced our old father who has passed away, Brother Stephen. He has taken the church, and he's the one pastoring the church today. And because of the wedding ceremony, he desired really to see what will be done here. And therefore, he's in our midst this evening. Therefore, I'll try to introduce him to you people. He's called Foditon. His name is Pastor Kuko Jero. He is our pastor there, and he's pastoring the church in the absence of our pastor Stephen.
But so no kind of thing I say. I say a bra so for and JJ free mono. A yeah so for in a two also. Now you dear different here. Yellow coco yellow. Coco yellow.
Zero.
No, it's not
similar to Kweku. It's the name given to him by his father. His father is belong to one of the ethnic group called Iwapete. His father is called Kupo. And he gave him the first name of Jero. Once Kuko Jero. The surname is Jero. The first name is Kuko, and then second name is Jero.
And so I say, if you know. Coco Jello. Also for Coco Jello. Now, I wish I have a Kosoa. I'm a Kosia de Baino. No auntie, I'm also two. Nay, free. Ivory Coast. Go to my
mother. Okay, I hope you people, our brothers and sisters, will say hallelujah to receive our brother in our midst today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We say welcome. Bon arrivé, Pastor. born and remain
pastor. I see you in heaven. I call us on Kunkra.
All right, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm so excited tonight.
Because
Almighty God has done three powerful things to show that He's still with us.
If we say, Nyankopon aye nyoma kese miensa we ntemu a, e kire se oda so kan ye ho.
Otherwise, we would be hearing terrible news.
Sanyasa anka ebete ensemu aye mpekra.
The first one, on Sunday we will repeat this testimony. On the first one, Sister Ekwefrie called to say that her daughter Nanama had a surgery after birth, and they discovered later that part of the intestines were rotten. So they had a major surgery and removed part of the intestines and joined it, and she was about gone. So she called home and we called on the name of the Lord Jesus, and she's still alive today.
Amen.
We are serving the living God.
Amen. I see Nyedi kindness here on your back every year. Ah, neba nanama na oko wuno. Enam awomu winti yeye no surgery. Na yeye surgery ni wiyeno na aise ni suno no hu akakakra. Te ni suno no musa yeso mu wise nsenche ni kakre bi eba hon. Nte ma doctor fo ye nte etu aso ka isa ka si ani biu na mu ye na na emu aye din pa ma e ka kra kra nka o ya ko nte o fre fie e me ye din pa e bo jina mu anya mi adum ne ho e da so si se ne ho so anya ho de so nko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second one, a very major one.
Na to so mi unu so e ye ke si e pa.
We didn't know that Esther was expecting, Baben Kusi's wife was expecting. We didn't know that. And the baby, I believe, was very big, and therefore he allowed them to do CS. He did a CS, and after the CS, she started bleeding profusely. Nothing could stop the bleeding. She bled till she lost 5 liters of blood, and the doctors gave the blue signal to show that she was gone. He called me. My breakfast was ready. I left it. I got down on my knees and on phone. He was crying. I said, stop crying. If God saved me, He will save her. We prayed and prayed and prayed. And this evening before I came here, I talked with her.
Amen.
The Lord God has... Hallelujah.
Amen.
I felt like if we could only spend even this evening to just shout and praise God. And hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord, He is God.
Amen.
The military chaplain told him to forget because it was over. But I said, no way.
Amen.
God is still God.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, she is alive and everything is moving on.
Amen. Near tossing me, no, so, eh, Unaba Esther, eh, yeah, Unaba Makusi, and now, Aqualana, send a young Nukasa, and now, ain't he? Eba say, if I say, I did, second, I can't, and I hear your friend. Now, yeah, yeah, Sari, and Doctor Foyer, Sari, and Muja, say, Tuno, Muja, 2 years, pa, ain't he? Napon Moana, your friend me. Papa, I said, my friend, and not breakfast anymore, Kobe Didi. A friend, no, which I see one, I want to know pipe, bonpires, and poor doctor.
Also, Benamanka had been informed earlier on, he was also praying. And I tried to call believers here and there. He tried to call somebody, he wasn't, I said, stop it, just let's look up to the living God.
Amen.
And I tell you, saints, the Lord, He is God.
Amen.
I'm so excited.
Amen.
Because we are tired of, you know, every day the negative.
Amen.
You know, thanks to God. Amen.
And I'm moja na e tuni nti. A doctor of home poka say, but we are doing the one year the cry na unyampai. We nti e bonpai in front of you. Anam kaya. Eni ni ukunu me e bonpai na. Asa dan kanya me say. Oni aban ni beba ya mene ne kasa e. Ni one di e radial dum. E radial su cry ni mu. Na
wenye ti ye pa. After the sermon.
Ose me di kaya no beba se asa une chiri no.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm troubled, I'm sorry.
Let's be on our feet.
Yewurade ne Nyankopon yeda wase. Da ne da me adanse ye. Didi adanse se Yewurade woda so kan ye ho.
Amen.
Emre ye hie mu odrim ye sro se wa bra. Ne be kire kire yen.
Amen.
Usa we we Yewurade Jesus Christ odin mu. Amen.
Amen.
Ebra ye jina we yem fa ye twresem no ye mie nko. Lucas empa iti edu ba ko. Me kan nyi mu ba ko.
Whilst you are still standing, let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 11.
Verse 1-4. Owo baby e bom payen. Na wo jaye no. Esuafo no mu. Baako eka kire no se Awurade kire ye mpae bo se de hani nso e kire ne suafo no o si won se mo bom paya mon ka se agya wudin ho nte wahinie emra mayen yen da aduane da
amen
na fa yen boni e kye yen. If we say, yen so edi che ubiara wadi yen aka na enfayen enko ensohimu. Amen.
Amen. Luke chapter 11 verse 1 to 4. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, okay, let me read the King James from here. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless his word whilst we are taking our seat.
Me prepare bibia se me be preach. Ebra me free edem aba sorry no. Demu an se on konkon ka che me se me nkofa message bi. Me fa emra te ko ba se bia pastor. No otu kwan. Ti minim se on ne be ya sorry. Di se me ba na se ontimi mai dia. Nyinam ampa. Me ba e wana. Pastor, my best friend said, and then me may ask, sorry. Now, I want my dear, and you say, Muntio, dear mamma, may fire him. What do you say? The privileges and power in prayer.
Amen. In fact, this is wonderful. I came not all that prepared this evening. When I was coming, I know that Pastor has traveled and is not around. So the Holy Ghost prompted me to pick a certain sermon. And so that whenever I come and Pastor even has come and he's not in good shape to preach, I can use that to preach. But God being so good, when I came, Pastor also called me and told me that today I should take over the service. Brethren, the title of today's sermon is Tumia Ewo Tumia
Akwanya Any Tumia Ewo Empire Bomu.
Privileges and power in prayer.
Enumu ena matu adini dunu se. Lord, teach us to pray.
It is true that I've entitled Erade Chere Kwan Yemfasun Bon Pai.
Erade Chere Yem Pai Bo. Say in it here. Erade Chere Yem Pai Bo.
Lord, teach us to pray.
Se wutie adansi apaste dia. Enye bibio empai bo.
Amen. Amen. Brethren, if you listen carefully to all the testimonies that Pastor shared over here, you realize that it is the power of prayer that has brought this result.
So what shall I can cast them now? Yesu, okosieya na obom paye.
If you look at the scriptures that we just read, you realize that Jesus hid himself somewhere and he was praying.
Na empire bona no obom. Ena enuanom.
And where he was praying, the disciples heard it and they were able to locate him. The disciples were revived by the prayer of Jesus. So they realized that no, this person praying this prayer is different. His prayer too was different. They realized that they have the spirit of meekness. They realized that he has a reliable faith. They also realized that through the prayer, you could identify that he's a holy person. And you could also detect from these words that he has a good relationship with his father.
Amen.
Amen.
Na nimpaye no ema yehunu se nimpaye tumi bi wo mu a ema unhunu se empaibo edadi ankasa se ampa ewo tumi.
You could also see from the prayer that there was power in the prayer, that the power in it could demonstrate something.
Omo Christ empire no obo no ekoye ya no mu se ah papa no ne kasa ne ne ye bia eye sima ansu sima no enuanom tumi wo mu ankasa.
Amen. They also realized that through the prayer of Jesus, his prayer was so simple, and the simplicity of the prayer to also contain power. So they realized that their master was different.
So it's not
surprising that after the prayers, one of the disciples went to him and asked him that, teach us to pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, almost by a brand new show, a two or more, a shakoya or fast bomb piano, a so many year or corner say, what share woman pie bony be.
But then they came in a time when they were in tears, and it pleased them to ask him that he should teach them how to pray.
And you know, still, the power of prayer lives more in what we are than in what we say. The power of prayer lives more in what we are than in what we say.
I say, empire boy, what to me, Munu? It to me, daddy, titru, I was saying, yet say, as in saying, yet come
to me, a one pipe, Munu. I want dinner, the usu, no bino. A dead distant, said, yeah, what come.
Amen. He's saying that the prayer that we pray, our lives support it more than what comes out from our mouth.
They pray well who have holiness unto the Lord. If the heart is right with God, then the desires of the heart will be granted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. You're in here, di kind, no? It's in you move do nine, you do no more. What's in that? Nama, yadi, according chain, say. Yes, the Bibiara said ye opa, o tie yen. Na se ye ni muse, o tie yen de yesenu ne hon a. Ye ni muse, ye wo nyoma yese ne nchenu. Amen. Ye nya nyoma yese ne nchenu. Read the English. First John chapter 5.
Okay. And this is the confidence that we have Amen. In him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we will have the petitions that we desire of him.
Amen.
Amen.
Desires are plentiful in human hearts. But how few are confidently breathed into the ear of God?
Amen.
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 And yanom yakuma swa de dosu pa. Now so I want to swa ye wo nyamien ma ye de kan chira no no and yanom swa. And ye how. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yem sha de binso.
Let's take notice of something.
The need of prayer.
And paibo un ye here.
Lord, teach us to pray.
Eruade chere paibo.
All men pray in the way of wishing and earnestly desiring.
Inipanyina ebompa yesre okwan awodo akuma so ade etu nyamienim.
But not to the living God.
Now one fan to nyamienim.
Before I was converted,
answer na me besa chira no.
I said one thing.
Because I'm back.
I said my prayer is nobody.
Because I'm in power enyahwe.
I pray to God. We have never learned to pray if we have not learned to speak personally to a personal God.
Or say, ye hunum pai boda. Say new kwaya e sibi ankran kwa niya mibe kasa, ye nya hunum pai boda.
Muntio. Asama waka mumi munya butreno in tien ye. And God, we have never learned to pray. If you have not learned to speak personally to a personal God and to know that he hears us.
Amen. Or say, yeah, kwaya, ye nyami bekasa, mako sene, inu bikasa mako makwa. And na ye nyamu empaibo eye.
Amen.
Amen.
Intercourse with God is a crying need.
Say any nyami dinkita wudinu eye.
Adia e hia pa. Emma Okran. Amen.
Amen.
We need more than human sympathy.
Yeah, yeah.
We need a greater than human help.
Yeah, yeah.
Divine power and compassion are the counterpart of human weakness and need.
I say, Nyankum to me, and Nyankum, I'm more brother. And on a boy, Nipa, Nipa.
Divine power.
Nyankum
to me, too. And compassion.
And Nyankum, I'm more brother.
Yes. Are the counterpart of human weakness and need.
And then, no man, a boy, Nipa, I'm ready. And you hear him.
Amen.
Amen.
He has the Lord teach us to pray. Who is the teacher of prayer?
One in Bible church for.
One in Bible church for. Because omo ko Yesu o, se nipa bebere ne wo ho. Pharisee for or Sadduce for ho. And so omo nko obi a nko ka church se chere Bible. But Yesu o no mko ese chere Bible. I just say onu ene ni oye chere ni obetima chere ye Bible.
Amen. There were a lot of people over there, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees. All of them were there, but they didn't go to any of them. They went to Jesus because he's the only one who could teach them how to pray. That teacher came from the Lord.
And I'm so free Nyankopon ho ne bae nti
because he came from God.
Wonim kwan obefa so akyerekye Nyankopon kwan.
He knows how to teach us the way of God.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen. No man can show you the way of God.
It is only God who can show you his way.
Now,
it is through the Holy Spirit that he shows us his way.
So
the teacher is the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
if you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you don't have the teacher.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
that is why they went to Jesus that to pray. He didn't go to anyone for him to teach them how to pray. The spirit that was in Christ, if it is living in you, he will also teach you the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Yanshe. Christo. Na bra bobo ni wiase nyinara. Asetina obetina nyinara. Na ne tebiam no. What empire what tebiam kwam.
Amen. If you let's observe this. Throughout the life of Jesus and his lifestyle on this earth, he lived a prayer life.
Abre nyina mu ne home a home ne bibia oyɛ bia no na ohome osoro home.
All the time, his breathing, his act, everything was divine.
So what ye ne kasa? Ne kasa ebrebia o kasa ejina enipa edime enipa.
If you listen to his words carefully, you realize that he's always interceding for men.
Whenever
you go to a place that they are mourning, he changes the atmosphere and then you bring joy. If you look at the last at all time he was interceding for men. If he meet a sick person or afflicted person, intercede for the person, the person will be healed and the person rejoice.
Na braba obebo ni wiase nyina anuanom na ya braba eya abrabo kronkron.
All his life on earth here was a holy life.
Na mania wo huni ye ebra wo call Gethsemane no anuanom ni nyina na ye nipa se obedia ma nipa ntira.
The pain he went through at Gethsemane and all other things was because of man.
Ni wa owu wo Calvary ni nyina na enipa awiye enipa so mbienti no yeye.
His death at Calvary and all the suffering he went through was for the goodness of man.
Ni wo a wo wu ye ah, you see, no, I was sorry, you know. Well, yeah, at the year, at the thread, man, nipa.
His burial and his resurrection, all other things he did it for man.
And you know, Jesus, so what's your Bible? Now, Brabo Muninara, Nina do dua, or did dinner, Sassuano, do dona, no, the ra and a jump pipe.
Brethren, if you observe the Bible critically, look at the lifestyle of Jesus, you realize that throughout his lifestyle, he was always praying at midnight.
And then the messenger for no call does say, Bible.
And that boosted the desire of the disciples, and they went to him that teach us to pray.
And in Obibia, would the Christ Chibiano say one pen pie bar?
So everyone who is following Christ but who doesn't have the desire to pray, that person has not gotten the nature of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The reason why I'm saying this is that
Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Said ye be bom paya ese no yenim nanso honhom no a ade opinion any kabia edi mayen.
Amen. Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
Yeah.
Likewise the spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be altered.
Amen.
Amen.
Eya honhom na se wo nsaka ne honhom na ene na brebia eboaye mi ehun ne pa ne nyema kese a ewo nyankopon mu.
So it is spirit that when you receive it helps you to know the good and the great things in God and leads you to pray.
Yemie nko Hebrew 3:9 imudu nsia.
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 16.
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Osianti, Mama yen fanam, emra adum ayin yananim, na yen yamobrohun, ni yahun adum, ne bresemu abwayen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16.
Yeah.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Brethren, that teacher of prayer, this is what he's telling them. He said, when you are praying, say that our Father in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What is he trying to do?
Was in putting this prayer into their mouth, our Lord was not only teaching the order in which our prayers should be formed.
I say, now then, by what he asked our no. Now on to our
but
now so
we think the very spirit and condition of our heart is necessary to true prayer.
Now, or say, Yakuma Sibre, any of whom which in our brain, and it's who here. Oh,
amen.
Amen.
You will call your mienima, and yes, sir. Who call you said, yeah, a young shabby, I had to an alpha, Debbie, and what's the wakuma, and your home, no, and when they do a nimu, Mamun say, who koshia wedja our wassail.
Amen. So when you are entering into prayer, there's no pattern that we said that I should go this way, but you should go as you are led by the Spirit of the Lord through your spirit, and you are going to communicate to your Father who is in heaven.
And into our meal say, a baby a opes or bomb pie piano. And what's so huno tebia, what's so romansan or bomb pie?
So he's trying to tell us that anytime you want to pray, you must know the condition in which you are before you enter into prayer.
Tebiani saying,
what is that condition?
Tebia di kind. And what's your own say? We are or back.
The first condition you must know when you are approaching God is that you are a son or a daughter.
That is the sonship.
The sonship.
Hallelujah.
Abayeno.
Yeah. And in a bring name before we can say our Father, in any real sense, we must have received the spirit of adoption.
Amen. And in ti or say, ne to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You must enter the spirit of adoption before you can become a son, or else you are not a son. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
Na mwa nya akwaya honhom.
He said, for all, verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So,
akwa se woba na gani mu a onkasa meja woba ni wura ni ma o ya akwa ba se wo ye oba dia wo ba wa gani ma o kasa meja wo di prove dia wo ye woni no ntam ayonkofa damu ni mu ntam.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So brethren, we have servanthood spirit and we have sonship language. We have servanthood language and we have sonship language. When a servant comes before his master, he calls him master. But when a son comes before the father, he calls him father. He refers to him as a father. So when you come to that adoption, you can refer to God as a father.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you must get the spirit of adoption.
So
you get that spirit of adoption. Anytime you refer to the Father in heaven, you know what you are talking about. You understand what you are saying.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So
And so on him said, why can I was so dear? What Nyama Ubusano? Now Busano Swa, who are on Toswase? Yenya, when I made a crown, you need to cry a book or Bobo Sia de Maya Badia, Yenya Cupon, what about Mount?
Amen. Brethren, even we as human beings in this flesh, if your child comes to you and asks for something or asks for a bread and you don't give him or her a stone, the same way your Heavenly Father, when you ask him something, even if he has to go and get for anywhere for you, he will get it for you. Because sometimes when our children come to us, we don't have it. But we will go and borrow to satisfy the needs of our children. The same way our God will go any extra mile to satisfy you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yet you. Chebiaba akua tosu mienua. Te uu bompaya wase uugure mu. And he say. Ochile wa omompaya bono. O si. Se mu bompaya amonka se. Hallelujah.
Amen. Brethren, the second condition that we have to consider is that if you look at when he was teaching them how to pray, he said, after he said, Our Father who art in heaven, he said, Hallowed be thy name. He's telling them that our God lives in holiness. That our Father is a holy Father. He is a loving Father. He is the God Almighty of all things. So his name is above all other things.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was saying,
Amen. Brother, he taught them that they should say, Hallowed be thy name. If you are saying that holiness or hallowed be thy name, you the one also pray, you ought to be holy.
Amen.
Brethren, whoever comes before God, acknowledge his or her insufficiency, that he is a sinner, and God should have mercy over him. So he plead the Father to should purge and sanctify him, so that the holiness and the presence of God will overshadow you, so that you can communicate to him as a father.
Until our country, what say? What communion has light has with darkness?
Into Obisa say, I uncle Fabian, that is soon any hind him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I uncle Fabian, and a hind is some more. What did
you
come?
You understand the question?
Oh, Banner, you more. We are ne badia. And you know, why Johnny Hind on a douse went to the banning him? Into old bar. What the name ye? And ya could draw a banner him, Mr. Winim near wa ye.
Amen.
And the Winim dear Nimajan, Ayawa, and you will banner him.
Amen. Brethren, so whenever you are coming before God, you know that your Father is a light. So it is a light that has overshadowed you. So when you are coming to you, you come in confidence and in revived spirit because he has sanctified you with his blood. And then you can communicate to him as a father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dear Toshumian, sir, I was such a bia, who would have moon. Na uni ni dim kutawo ani se abre nyina mu onse ono o chira o mpae bo no o se wa hinie embra.
Brethren, the third thing Jesus emphasized unto them was that thy kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ma wa hinie ya dan embra.
Thy kingdom come.
U bie wa no ka se na hinie mra dia na nya wo pa akire se wo wadwene.
Amen. Brethren, anytime you confess that thy kingdom come, it means that your mind, your spirit, and everything, you handed it over to him or you committed it into his hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Nemo and Yanum San Ahinian Mradia. Nan yes, I we are Sahinian. Who bon moi say at Yama or Sahinian?
Brethren, anytime you confess or say that thy kingdom come, you are first acknowledged that you are in a certain kingdom in this world. But you are calling for the kingdom of God, which is above all kingdoms, and you are subjecting all the earthly kingdoms under that heavenly kingdom.
And in Tianyanum, what's it? Nahinian Nimra. Nahinian Emra say, Woo, Wakuma, Newa Jenny, Ususia, Ubibia, Udi Manister, or no new Brasso.
Brethren, and so when you say that thy kingdom come, it means that your mind, your soul, your spirit, your ideas and everything, you are subjected to under his dominion. That is, you have preeminence over you.
And it will be bia ujemu ediashe onu nyankupon ase.
So you hand over everything of you to that God and it's under his subjection.
Ubibia ashe onu nepe ase.
So you subject your everything under his will.
Oh, your problem pie wo your bon pie and your num ye pe ye pe. But you knew nyankupon pe. Nyankupon pe and then asem.
Amen.
He says nasa mokano. Ana mi jinamu. Tina sam si se dia meme de me paneto na onu na sam na dine.
Amen. Brethren, one challenge we always have in prayer is that whenever we are praying, we want our will to come to pass, but we don't know his will. If you want to know the will of God, it is his word. So you are subjecting your will under his will, so that his will, which is his word, will have preeminence.
Nyankopa hiye ni de en sai.
What is the kingdom of God?
Romans chapter 14, verse 17. O sine nyankopa ahinie enya didie no onom. Nemom eyetene ani asumdwe ani honhon konkron mu anigye.
Amen. Romans 14, verse 17.
Yeah.
For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Nti anuanom wei ani honhom anigye se wugya honhom nyina masa nyame na ye wonsa kan no.
So brethren, this is the joy in the spirit. Whenever you surrender your everything unto God.
Memfa yemfansia na yenhwe asem bia odifo ne kan.
Let us end it here and look at something that the prophet also said.
Thou knowest all things. Message, thou knowest all things.
And Christ and what did he say? Udi my dear Nina.
Paragraph 14.
Teacher mu do nine.
Udi for after all, friends, it's the prayer of faith that saves the sick.
I say, and you know, didn't you know, empire and a jid or
sometimes I have noticed here the last few nights, I have been watching and I noticed the people. I come through and maybe they want to see if there is something in their life that's just not telling upright. And when they do that, when they find that out, then I can tell in the spirit the way it moves. They want me to pray for them.
And you know, what if I say, pimping or share, say, so you want to use a bonfire manner, or I say, be one, a bravo moi, a baby will see a choir. I am to my no M one person if you saw bonfire, and sana, a bonfire myself in Japan.
So after that, they are wanting me to pray for them.
In the notion, now I'm per se, bonfire mom.
And after all, its prayer is the most vital force that God ever put into the hands of mankind. The most effective force that's known to man is prayer. Do you believe that? It's prayer that changes things. Look at Hezekiah. And the prophet. Went up and said, all right, Hezekiah, you are not coming off the bed. God said you were going to die right there where you are at.
Erade say we be order na one now be there wo.
And Ezekiel studied it over. If he just had 15 years longer. Now remember, you've got to give God a cause, a reason.
Now, onyane ka say o Erade, sin ka odi mfie du num be kan wo. Ano di for onika say, o bon pass na bon point twa say wo nya ejina so obi a, wo jina so di akasa.
Yeah. What so wo nyina so, ene wo botaye, I'm to the akasa no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he didn't say, just because I can get out there and ride around in a chariot and show the people I'm a king. No. He wanted to rebuild the altars of God, of the Lord. And a few things had to be done to get the kingdom in order right.
Amen. I say, I'm going to make I say, oh, my own honey. And to compare to say, I'm going to continue to be able to say, oh, my own honey. Obama nyame afọ de buche wo manimu nyina esisi bia ama bibia e kama wo kro nim.
And he prayed that God would give him 15 years longer.
Na ojina so de bom pa ese Awurade ma no mfie
de nun ka. He wept bitterly.
Na osun ye dindin
ya o wept to God.
Esun a osun e de chere Awurade.
No, he's telling us to wept. We should wept to God.
I say, if you say any, you soon go ready. So
he said, and you know, I smell all canoe. Tell you, 10 years. Oh, say, Waba, when him. Now, teacher, can't you say, and no one first way, mra. Waba, when him say, sir, say, me first can say, and I'm in for way, mra. Now, who make a chance, I want minya. A soon be a cranny, but soon, Nimuno. And you know, would you recall a bequak or baby a sicko be abaquak or petty a man diaco? And you know, on your me per se, you soon win a soul.
Amen. Brethren, imagine your child coming to you to ask for money or school fees, and you told the child that I can't afford it. You can imagine how the child will cry bitterly over you because he cannot go back without the money. So, this is how God is expecting us. Sometimes he wants us to wept bitterly over him.
Piahana, and you know, Nikura, a dinner ni can some ya. And you know, while I'm fakutrukuna ya yo, when you go to Janim, and we'll soon wear radis war. And you know, said the horse is sooner. Oh, soft for grass, you see, said Abre, and said Abre will chuck a cra. And so you know, nay, ni bre.
Amen.
Let be a sin animal. O nipa bia ntimi nyama no sa na wose akwe nyam kupon anim wo ye yagya kwananim e wo sun ani ani brem na wo sabe ka omu aye.
Amen. Brother, let's look at Hannah, where his other sister has gotten children, and he was teasing Hannah every blessed day, but Hannah was so overwhelmed. He went before God and he was weeping before God. Even the priest thought that Hannah has drunk something, but he was waiting on God and wailing on God. That's how sometimes we have to wail on God, cry on him, that he should have mercy over us.
He said, God, I beseech you to consider me. I have walked before you with a perfect heart.
I say, when you say, Erade, we send a message to anyone who carry you, and I come up.
How many of us can say that tonight?
Yemu ahe, I wa in everything I can say in same way na nyumre. Amen.
I've walked before thee, Lord, with a perfect heart, and I ask you to consider me now.
I say, Erade man, nanti wedding wa kuma pamu ene no kari diemu.
And God Almighty, Jehovah, reconsider that man's case because he prayed.
If he said, now I bomb by.
Would you force to think of that?
Would you want to say, Jinnahun?
Almighty God. That had pronounced death upon the man. Reconsider his case.
Now,
that is too much for me.
I say, wow, shit, I know what demand.
Great Jehovah. To a mortal, to one of the earth, will reconsider his word that he has said to him. Now, God has ways of doing things. Look like he would have spoke right back and told him, I considered your case again.
Where, sir? What's that? I didn't know what I said. What's that? What's that? You know who be you?
What's that? And Kabe, yeah, Kobeka said, Kobeka actually done it direct. Aha. Kobeka actually done direct. So, what's that? No, my dinner won't be a good beam. Why, yes, sir? When you're on, what did I say? Yeah, Juma.
God works with his word.
I'm going to let you stay for that. If you will do that. Or can't you send car, Asimanka, or here send Kabia or Becker, no, no, and walk on.
Okay. Or say, Senka Obenisa, dear, say, Obenisa.
But he didn't.
That's why, Anisa.
He spoke to the prophet.
Or say, Kasacha,
and sent the prophet all the way back up there again to tell him.
Amen. O di vone se, Ebra oyini izikia bo mpaye no. Anka rade beti majina izikia ni maka se, oyini izikia, mina honu makasa, masala sisa maajuni. Debi, rade anyane sa, e kwanya ofaso nene kasa, ensa kwanya, ano sa ofaso we kasa chen bim se, okache o di vone sa ansa nechi, emra o hini nchen bim.
That all right, God heard your prayer. See, God revealed to the prophet what was going to happen. He came back. Your days is considered. And you are going to come off the bed.
Amen.
And now, in 3 days, you got some politics and so forth put on him. And Hezekiah came off the bed and was made well.
Amen. What do you want to say? Here, say, everybody, I bring you name or done in some of the action you do for. And into a catcher, the difference is on sign call in easy can change and change. Say, Empire boy and a radiate. Now, I'm free and pan is over. And into a radiate, I say, I'm on fire, I'll buy me. And yet, with or hearing a home, send away or hearing over tone. Now, Muya and his son or hearing a tone, I'm only free. A pan is over and all the infidelum a canoe.
Now, see what prayer does.
Penny Empire, what to me?
Prayer is not exactly bringing God down to man.
Empire, what? And young one is a linear coupon, a bar in your plantem.
It's bringing man up to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you pray, you lose sight of these earthly things. You sway out into somewhere else. Way beyond. And on and on and on. Till you become into his presence. And then faith that you have laid it out before God said, now here, God, here it is. I want to get well for this course. Oh, I want you to do this for me, for this cause. I want you to heal me from this cancer, or this TB, or this pneumonia condition, or whatever it is.
So now, did you hear the choir? What do you want to say, Rade? Me pese, Oman, you ma we koye mami. Pese cancer, kokro ma yadi ayami, Rade. Pese onsa mi yadi. Yadi we abame, so pese we jimi film. Or how we abame, so Rade. Pese we jimi film.
I will walk before you. I will do everything I can. I'll give this testimony everywhere I go. I'll be happy to do that, Lord.
We are, no, I say, Rade men and 20 minute quarry. So, what's some idea? I made you a dance here, we are someone saying, you know, and maybe I have a semi-semi when Rade Meko.
I'll be happy to do that, Lord.
Like I said, Rade, where many Jesus may,
and I will use my life not for myself. I will use it for your glory. To help others to see you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When in Bible,
this is prayer. The prophet is teaching us something. Most of us, we pray to please men. Anytime we are praying, our mind will be roaming around considering physical things.
Empire bar, your bomb, no free with TBM. Now I say, oh, caught, oh, fru caught. I feel that, oh, frack, or do you baby, I own Kai, what you cry, own Kai, baby.
na wagine wakoma nyina nyanom afru kosura woni onyankopon ebo mpunimpu ewo nkomodie mu we ni efe ne mpaibo.
Amen. Brother, and the prayer that the prophet is showing us here is a kind of prayer that you pray, when you are praying, you enter into the realm of God, and then your mind and your everything leaves all the physical aspect of this world, and there you begin to communicate with God. With that, in that place, your mind is no more on these earthly things anymore, and there, that is what we consider as prayer.
Empaiba, enuanom oba ubo wuram beduru baabi a na wono a kire wo de ka wono a kire wo de kɔ etu baabi enuanom obi kura wo nkai no baabo se wo gusu bo empaiba na na nidi na ba wo ya no we gina ba wo ya no we gina ba wo ya no odwo fa odwo wura wura sa enuanom wani mra ho so no na twatu awes na wa wonim de bre kɔ no wani mra ho so wani afa ne empaiba enya empaiba enuanom obo empaiba na enuanom etu baabi a na ne tamfo din bi aba na ye ne where dodge aye hona mu mpae bo emwa.
Brethren, is showing us a prayer that we should pray. That is the kind of prayer that when you pray, you avail yourself unto God, and the Spirit of the Lord takes you on, and then God begins to pray through you. So you pray to some certain point, and then you begin to bring some people's name that you are supposed to intercede for them. It is not the kind of prayer that when you are praying, God will bring somebody that you hate or you are not in good terms with into your mind, and then you begin to dodge that person. That is a fleshly prayer.
Empire by a boss, a rade, familia BB, Nanya dance yet, name showing me, and an empire.
The prayer that when we pray that Lord, I avail myself, use me for your glory. That is what we call prayer.
Empire by a nipper who said, when you are nobium, where's our casa? A year, Juma. Where did you be? Ah, or back can be bino. And you know, a yaho, a chresse, and ya will be him. A year, Christa, when you want na. And an homono, a diwanim, a de wakasa, and a wedja, a dinkutahum, way an empire.
Amen.
A radin shall we be.
Amen. Brethren, it is a kind of prayer where you pray to a certain point and everybody begins to acknowledge that the Spirit of the Lord has taken over. In that moment, when you speak, it's manifest. When you say it, it comes to pass. And everybody will know that it is no more you, but rather the Christ living in you that is now praying. So your word becomes like the authority of God. Whatever you decree, then it will come to pass. May the Lord bless us all.
I'm sure, brother. I'm sorry.
Let's be on our feet.
Empire born say.
Our prayer is that Lord, teach us prayer. That is our prayer tonight. Say, Lord, teach us prayer. Say, Lord, you are the good teacher.
And
Lord, when you teach us, it's our prophet.
It's
a blessing to our soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's pray.
Ema ye wa kono mo mpe se wo kire wo msa kwan ni bi ewade yan so saade bi na esi ye kra mu nyankopon wo kom ni su kom de ye kra ye sra wo se yan so ewade kire ye mpa ibo ba hon konkron me nye mu ntira ewade bra hon mu ni padua na ye mre no ewade ma hon mu emfa ewade na emwa ye nye ntimi nwa mpa ibo mu. Oh, you know, coupon. See a bomb pie. Never did Emma Ebemwa. You know, dance here. May you want to say, Raddy? And Pibo, to me, one Pibo. And then you may Raddy, what dance ya? When I'm across with Dee. And say, and Jim Pibo to me. Now, coupon, see, I'm smart, Sabino. was as you also want some no cosire here. This sounds good to you, moi. Yes, you bet my smart some no. And I'm GDS so by your juma. Not you how or bonifor no yare form. In young couple, when you and buff war, when you need a swore, send ne, O baby, I told her moi. But the main young pie bosso, near new banning for bonifor in some. Shan county, when name you bring swabes lying. Kosu amu ahini enemra na ma wo pa wie pa ye no urade emra ye nso o ma da wase nimre so ni edin ye ya je nkwa Yesu Kristo din mu amen
amen amen dan ka chance of amen
and the third testimony is also another childbirth.
Now, then, see, they are talking to me, so, if I walk.
People are complaining about people passing. Why are they not complaining about so many children being born?
Baby, hey, dear, Vinicini, and you say, one are you? Now, then, yes,
I was shocked when somebody said, you that buy church people. You have a crusade in Asamado, in a, what do I say, the realm of the dead. We doing crusade in the realm of the dead. How can a person say a thing like this? How can you say a thing like this? What's wrong with you?
Abraham, it is Obiaka say, the advisor for the Asamado, we are crusade in Asamado.
If we are crusading in Asamado, then you are the preacher.
Say, yeah, you crusade do some of the now or some pack of phone.
Will I not be right to say that? We have crusade.
You are
reporting, so you are the one preaching there.
Wow, can and yeah, wanna
people should be very careful how you open your mouth and the things you say. You'll be held accountable. Bible says every idle word we utter will give account to the Most High God.
Anyway,
the third testimony has to do with Sister Vivian Appiah's son, Philip Appiah, and his wife, Grace. Amen.
Amen. I don't see that also, my son. Hey, you know about Vivian Appiah, but Baba man, okay. Onyamba,
as Kwame, the keyboard player, Kwame's wife, Grace. Grace.
Onyamba, Grace.
Amazing Grace. Yeah, they've had a few. They have had discourages, even twins discourages.
So
this last one, she became pregnant again. And it was a matter of prayer. They kept their lips tight about it. When I went over, they came over and we prayed and prayed. And just close to giving birth, the cervix dilated 2 centimeters. Meanwhile, it was not yet time, but the Lord held it there. Held it there till she gave birth normally, no CS, nothing.
Amen.
I want to thank God for a miracle.
Amen. And see, Abraham called her, no, I'm by it. Now, you know, bombay, bombay. Now, I've got a crown on our own. And yet, now there are no beer, 2 centimeters. Now, Rade and Sergeant and Sassum, and many Gina Wama, while Waff and Waff on the bar, Yamfasa can be uncanas, then can you read it?
He's a miracle working God. Clap your hands.
He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's a miracle working God.
No, sing and clap like you mean it.
He's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
One more time.
He's a miracle working God. Miracle working God.
Lord Jesus, we appreciate your power, we appreciate your kindness. And we appreciate the service tonight. Reminding us that there's power in prayer. When God's children pray, the gates of hell will shake. The foundations of hell will shake. The Lord bless you as you take your
seats.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so happy and excited. Keep praying. Don't give up. Don't accept the devil's verdict as the final decision.
Amen.
Amen. God willing, tomorrow is the engagement, or what we call engagement, was the traditional marriage in the house of Brother John Boache and Sister Joyce Boache.
Anya mepa, Obaja John Boache feel.
Brother Charles, Brother Joe, Isaac, tomorrow the program at the Kumawu is scheduled for Wednesday. By months, 1 week, something. What is scheduled for Wednesday early in the morning? So don't forget that one.
Yeah, Oniabema, Wedi, Nafisha, and Nana Kebekon, Ochinano, a 2 day acquire, Enamepa, Guada away anymore. And Papa, Nebekon, Yenshan, and so.
Sister Lizzie is in town. And she's here for that purpose. She couldn't come. She wasn't well during the funeral. So she's here and sends her greetings to every one of you.
Onya Lizzie also Abba. Yeah, Abba.
Elizabeth Ajaya Sabre.
Onya by Elizabeth Ajaya Sabre is also Abba. Ah, I am said, you didn't know home for no. And now I finish an anointing of Abba. Say also, Abidanido Eddie. Amen.
So let's stand on our feet.
And so enjoy and nice.
And bow down our heads.
I see and trust.
I want our friend pastor to bless us while we depart. He will interpret the prayer for us.
Yes, sir. Also, for anybody and tell me about my mind.
Glorious Saint-Esprit.
Glorious Holy Spirit.
Nous te remercions.
We thank you.
Nous sommes une fois de plus dans ta présence.
We are here one time again before you, before your presence.
J'ai vu un homme.
I saw a man.
Entrer dans ta présence.
Enter before your presence.
Avec une verge morte.
With a dry stick.
Et la verge est revenue à la vie.
Was took again the stick grew up again.
Quand on rentre dans ta présence,
lorsque un homme vient come to your presence,
quand un homme rentre dans ta présence,
when a man enter into your presence and or before your presence,
il retrouve ses origines.
He will find back his origin.
De la même manière, la verge d'Aaron,
the same as the stick of Aaron.
Personne ne savait que cela était coupé de l'amandier.
No one knew that it was cut from a tree.
Mais dans ta présence,
but before your presence,
on a su que c'était un amandier.
We knew that it was a tree of amand.
Tu as oint ton serviteur ce soir.
You have anointed your servant this evening.
Pour nous envoyer dans la dimension de la prière.
To take us to a a dimension of prayers.
La prière est la vie pour les enfants de Dieu.
Prayers is life for children of God.
Même quand la parole a été faite chair.
When the word was made flesh,
Jésus-Christ,
Jesus Christ,
lui-même était un homme de prière.
He himself is a man of prayers.
La prière est la clé.
Prayers is the key to all things.
La prière est le monde de Dieu.
Prayers is the world, is the world of God.
Oh Jésus, ce soir.
Oh Jesus Christ, this evening.
Apprends-moi à grandir dans la prière.
Teach me how to pray.
Donne à mon frère de grandir dans la prière.
Order my brother to stay solidly in prayers.
Donne à ma sœur de grandir dans la prière.
Send my sister to grow in prayers.
Tu as dit nous devons être humbles.
You said we should be humble.
Et nous devons sanctifier ton nom.
And we should sanctify your name.
Seigneur, bénis celui par qui tu es passé pour nous parler ce soir.
Lord, bless the one whom you pass through him that you have given us the word.
Souviens-toi de son ministère.
Remember him in his ministry.
Et laisse qu'il soit toujours une bénédiction pour ton
peuple. That he becomes every time blessing to your people.
Qu'est-ce que nous allons dire pour ton serviteur, Seigneur?
What can we say of your servant?
Dès notre arrivée, Seigneur Jésus.
Since our arrival,
nous tombons dans le surnaturel.
We fell into the supernatural.
Nous tombons dans ce que tu es en train de faire.
We fell into what you are doing, God.
La preuve de ta résurrection.
That is what showing the proof of your resurrection.
Tu es là encore en train de visiter tes enfants.
Lord, you are there again. You are again and trying to visit your children.
En train de prouver que tu es le même Dieu.
To prove to them that you are the same God.
Oh, nous pouvons faire confiance à Jésus-Christ.
Oh Lord, we can also put our trust in our
Merci
Lord Jesus Christ.
Merci pour notre sœur que tu as ressuscité.
Thank you for resurrecting our sister.
Merci pour notre sœur pour qui tu as donné cet enfant.
We thank you for the sister that you have given her a child.
Seigneur, nous savons que tu es fort.
Lord, we know that you are strong.
Nous savons que tu es capable.
We know you are capable of
this. Mais il y a encore ce soir beaucoup de requêtes dans cette salle.
Yes, there are so many petitions in this hall.
Viens encore exaucer.
Come again.
Tu n'as pas changé.
You haven't changed.
Ce que ta bouche dit.
What your mouth has said, Lord.
Ta main l'accomplit.
Everything will be fulfilled.
Merci parce que tu exauces ces prières.
Thank you for you listening to prayers.
Oh, que Satan veuille ou pas.
If Satan like it or not.
Nous resterons dans la prière.
We will stay in prayers.
Nous resterons dans sa présence.
We stay before your presence.
Il n'y a rien de bon dans ce monde.
There's nothing good in this
la
world.
La seule chose qui est bonne dans ce monde.
What is good in this world?
C'est ton esprit.
It's your spirit.
Accorde-nous ton esprit.
Give
Seigneur.
Us your spirit.
Merci parce que tu exauces ces prières.
Thank you for you
Bénis
listening
ton
to
serviteur.
Prayers. Bless your servant,
le berger de cette assemblée.
The pastor of this church.
Oint-le suffisamment.
Anoint him sufficiently.
Continue de faire encore de grandes choses.
So that he may be able to do great things.
Que toutes ces choses reviennent pour ta gloire.
So that all things come to your glory.
Au nom de Jésus-Christ.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.